we do that by respecting contracts, by putting in place good frameworks for the exploitation of the resource, and on the state side, how the state manages the revenues and resources to the benefit of the people generally. We also would do that by seeking to add value to the find, you know, promote the establishment of petrochemical industries onshore to generate employment, to produce, say, fertilizers to support agriculture, also to improve the conditions of life of the towns and villages immediately abutting the place of exploitation. Of course, the general economy too.
On December 15, 2010, the late President John Evans Atta Mills turned on the valves of the first FPSO, which was named after Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, for production to begin on the Jubilee Fields. The late President Mills was also optimistic about the discovery.
Brothers and sisters, today, Wednesday, the 15th of December, 2010, is a special day in the lives of Ghanaians. Today, we are pouring out our first oil from the Jubilee Field, and we must give thanks to God for giving us this natural asset. And we must rejoice that after a long wait, the day has come. But it also means hard work for us. It means that we are assuming very serious responsibilities. And especially for those of us in leadership positions, we must ensure that the oil is a blessing and not a curse.
In 2015, a second FPSO was named after the late President Mills. Since production began in 2010, Ghana has made about 25 new discoveries. The new discoveries are located around the region where Jubilee oil and gas production is ongoing. Some of them include Shallow Tunnel, Deep Water Tunnel, West Cape 3 Points and Deep Water Cape 3 Points. Most of these discoveries were made during former President John Mahama's tenure. He declared that about 7,000 jobs have been created in the sector. This was when he was speaking at the inauguration of the 10 fields.
Together with the Jubilee and 10 fields, Ghana will soon be producing an average of 300 million standard cubic feet of gas on a daily basis when the $7 billion Eni Sankofa project also comes on stream. The untapped hydrocarbon potential and its prospects will, among others, accelerate my vision to embark on an economic transformation and livelihood empowerment program. So far, the oil and gas sector has created in excess of 7,000 jobs, and compliance with the local content policy and regulations has offered Ghanaian businesses approximately $1 billion worth of contracts.
The country's oil reserves, which was estimated at 3 billion barrels during the first discovery, is expected to hit about 350 million standard cubic feet a day in the next 5 years.
A report on Ghana's oil discovery, 10 years on.